Oh, hello. This is Jason Nemo, and it's nearly the middle of May. I don't take the walks right now. At some point, I imagine I'll probably get back to doing that. But, I've moved to Portales. Here in the house that we're renting. It's got some troubles. But otherwise, I think it will be okay. You know, Lisa hasn't spent much time here yet at all. I think she's overnight of one night with us here. And most of our stuff is here. Most of our stuff has been moved already here. That happened just Saturday, and it was rough. It was a rough, rough day. But we got the bulk of it done. There's still stuff that needs to be moved, but it's just a little here, a little there. You know, nothing too major. Golly, what can I really say? Well, you know, I just found out I started my master's program. Today's the 14th. I started on May 1st. And finished up the first two assignments of three for my first class. There's only 11 classes in this particular degree plan. So, almost got one down, 10 to go. And the last two are, you know, one's a research, you know, kind of a dissertation-y sort of paper, not a big one. And the last class is an oral defense of the paper. So I don't know how to count them because they're so different, but they are two of the 11, so there's really only, after I finish this, there'll be 8 classes left, honestly. Anyway, so, I'm really heartened. The first two assignments I did, I pulled them out in 2 weeks, and they passed. They, you know, this is a totally pass-fail sort of a situation. So I pass those two. If I pass the third, the class is done. You know, you can go back and you can say, well, how much did you learn? And you go, I don't think I really, you know, I don't think that's really even germane. So my thought is that I'm getting this degree. And working pretty fast and hard trying to get these last assignments pulled together. I'm like I said my life has totally switched gears, and been working at my new job for not even 10 days, about a week and a half, and I've already handled some pretty decent sized projects, and I'm getting a few more of the bigger sized projects, the stuff that people have wanted to do for a while, and they're handing them to me, and that's just keep the key with me. You know, I don't mind having a having all this extra stuff going on. Just giving me a really interesting experience. And I actually get paid for what I used to do for basically, you know, for free as kind of a hobby when I wasn't busy fixing people's computers, which was intensely boring to me. So it's a good job. It certainly looks good on the resume, I think, to be doing something totally different. And it's just good. It's just good overall. Oh, I finally heard back from the Foreign Service officer testing people. I'm going to test, I think, like June the 8th, Saturday, or go to Lubbock and go and take the Foreign Service test. And we'll see what becomes of that. I don't know if it's a plan A or plan, you know, I'm kind of working plan C here. And plan C involves, you know, I really don't know. I don't know how to describe it exactly. But I'm just getting more experience, more interesting things to put on the resume. Of course, the master's degree is like the real kicker. When I kept coming back and seeing what tended to chew me up, the thought kept coming back that it's the fact that I don't have a degree in what I do. And so I decided to hopscotch right over the bachelor's and go straight to a master's. And I'm feeling very heartened that I seem to be doing okay at it. I hope to be able to get it done rather quickly. I don't know if I'll be able to get it done in 6 months. Golly. But, you know, honestly, if I keep plugging away at it pretty hard, you know, I might have a chance. I only have to have paid for one session to get done. And if I throw some good Saturdays at it, I might be able to get, you know, I might be able to get myself in a position to make that possible. And that would be a great thing, because if I can't get them 6 months, there's another $3,000 that has to be paid out for the privilege. And it'd be really great if I get a master's degree for $3,000, honestly. That'd be a really, really intensely wonderful. Well, anyway, let's see. This last Sunday was our first Sunday at the Portales Ward, and got asked to be part of a committee putting together a 72-hour. 72-hour kit appropriate for a tornado where there'll just be some people who lose their houses, and what would be most beneficial for them to have to get through the time, because it's like, well, you know, you're going to go live at a friend's house nearby or something like that. You know, it's very, you know, I'm not saying that tornadoes are big, huge, monstrous, horrible things, but you have to understand that they are. One place is demolished and the house next door is totally untouched. So it's a very, very weird disaster to plan for. I thought flooding would probably be a bigger one for around here, but people are pretty accustomed to being flooded out here. Dallas. For Dallas, is, I don't know if I can built in a bowl or something. And they've never worked on taking care of that particularly. I don't know. Anyway, there's no storms raining around. Oh, so yeah, I've already begun my new life. I've been in it for about, I don't know, a little while. I think I might have made some recordings there in the first week of May, which was almost totally, wait a minute. Nope, I was here. I was here in Portales. I've been here for about a little over 2 weeks. And Lisa's doing the bulk of things, getting the house ready in Tucumcari to sell. I think we've already got all the paperwork done. We're just kind of waiting for the magic moment when the flip sign and people get to start kind of looking around at it, deciding whether it's going to be a good deal for them or not. I don't know. Feeling pretty good about school, and the new job is interesting, and I'm meeting a lot of interesting new people, and seems very good. It's good so far. Learning a lot about how different systems are, and things like that. Things at Eastern did not run at all like they did at New Mexico State. That's okay, you know, there's really no, every situation's got strong points, its weaknesses, each place is different. Two totally different organizations. And, the only thing they have in common is that they're both universities, and that's probably all they have in common. And, whole different attitude, whole different way of looking at things. And, I'm getting a Memorial Day holiday. I think just right after my birthday. So I'll probably stay home and work. I don't know what exactly I'll do. The real linchpin of nearly everything right now is how long the master's degree takes to get. And as soon as that's done and over with, then we can start making some plans. So I was talking to my mother last night. It was Mother's Day, so I talked to my mom last night, or the night before last. Yeah. And we talked about, I was telling her about how I felt like that Portales was just going to be a transitional place for us, and that's how I looked at it. You know, there was some experience to gain here, definitely a place to get my master's, and a different job that returns me to professional status. I wasn't very happy at all with the fact that I had been reduced to a simple wage earner. Not to denigrate anybody who makes a wage, my journey's fine. It's just that when you go from being a salaried person that back to being a wage earner, that's a practical demotion. And only under certain circumstances would that ever be considered acceptable or a good thing to do. So I've kind of adopted two different tracks in the Foreign Service. You can be a Foreign Service officer, a generalist, or you can be a Foreign Service specialist. And you don't really need any particular qualifications to be a generalist. You take the test, you do some writing, I think they really like people who already speak a foreign language, so I think I'm at a disadvantage there. And then if they take you, you're in. Otherwise, there's also the specialist thing, which is more like a regular, you know, job application. I don't think there's really anything that they really go and say, well, you're going to learn all these languages so you can do this, and you go, I don't see that as being really a big thing. Most of them really want to, it would be an IT specialist, and so I'd have to say that this thing kind of steered ultimately going to school. Actually, it was another thing too. Right now it would be very difficult to change countries if I wanted to. If I wanted to move to another country. Most countries have a real IT deficit, and so they would really be willing to give you a visa to come and work for them in IT, but they really don't want, you know, people without degrees and stuff like that. So I'm gonna get this degree, and it's gonna help me. Actually, it is a degree in something I'm still not actually doing here. It's actually in network management, I've never been in network work per se. I've always done, for all these years I've done desktops, and then on the side I did servers, and now I'm doing servers as a job, and it's good. It's good. It's definitely another facet of IT that I really need to get into. But I hope the thing isn't being too obnoxious. I'm seeing a label here, and I want to get it out of my way on my lamp. I'm just getting some additional knowledge and experience under my belt so that I can be impressive on whatever level. You know, if it ultimately ends up that we don't do the Foreign Service thing and that we end up leaving the country instead, this degree and this experience helps facilitate that. many countries would gladly give me a work permit based on what I'm going to have a degree in, and that coupled with the experience that I've had. You know, the experience by itself was okay, but having the degree with it is just gonna, I really see it as a multiplier effect, so it'll do well. So, that's kind of what I'm in the middle of right now. I'm kind of working the plan. Gonna get these things, not really knowing what is gonna materialize. And, We'll just see. Brenda's here with me. She's been here for, I don't know, about a week, I guess. I don't know. And, she's been doing, I think, more work than I have when it comes to just things going on. Scrubbing the walls. Brenda's been scrubbing the walls more than I have. Let's see what else. Anyway, we just built some bunk beds this evening. I keep feeling like I'm getting worked over by bugs. Hard to know, because when you go into a house, you just don't know what its problems are. But, anyway, so, it's not a big deal. Even if it's got real big problems, and they're not going to get solved readily, so I don't think I'm going to be here for a terribly long time. Now I don't know that. Every time I think about, I want to get this master's degree done really fast and shop it and get out of here, another impression hits that says, Jay, you need to stay here long enough so that the job is so that the job you're doing here in Portales is meaningful. You know, if you only end up being a server dude for 6 months, that is very, I don't know if that's very impressive. It's like, how come you're only there for so long? And you can give what would be considered a pretty good reason, but still it's like, well, you know, we're not going to sit here and say you have server experience, because frankly, you know, you have very little. It's interesting little sideline. I don't know if it can really come up or not, but I applied for another job at Eastern the same time I applied for this one, and it was a telecommunications network manager job, which is right up the alley of what I'm studying for. It's basically the job, and for somebody with my degree, and didn't know if I would be, you know. I'm thinking that since time passed, they just didn't get the kind of candidates they had hoped for. And, so they were going to be looking for somebody else. And that's fine. I'm not, you know, I'm not unhappy at all with the job I have now. Good bunch of people. Good circumstance, nice boss, and, you know, you don't want to complain about it on any level at all. But for all I know, they'll just, you know, this job will still be vacant when I finish my degree. It'll be like, well, should I reapply for it? You know, given the fact that I'm going to have more credentials. This will be kind of a bit of a promotion. I really don't know. Really don't know if that's in the cards or not, or if that's even a good thing. Lisa's already expressed very pointedly that she doesn't want to in Portales at all. She was never a big fan of Portales, and she still doesn't like the sand and the smell and the, frankly, the circumstances, I guess. So anyway, but we shall see. We shall see what happens. I'm not gonna count my chickens before the eggs hatch. We'll just go on with the plan now until these things come to fruition, and then we'll see what's going to happen after that. So, anyway, I'm grateful for the circumstance. These things are really good. Now, the move is being a bear for Lisa, and I feel for her. I love her very much. We've already promised ourselves that as we come here, we will continue to downsize and in preparation for the next move, which we feel like isn't very distant. But we'll see. Like I said, I really don't know. So, anyway, that's kind of where things stand. I think I've spent more time on this recording than I really ever intended. Grateful always for everything I have. And seems like things are starting to that if anybody comes back and said, boy, that was a stupid move, you should have never done that, that really I can't complain about the job. You know, I really wish I would have gotten a better paycheck out of it. But, oh well. That will come with the network management degree. The opportunity to have bigger and better jobs. So, can't get too weird about that. So anyway, time for me to finally go to bed. It's kind of late anyway, so. We'll talk to you later. Just wanted to do a recording because it's been a while. This is Jason Emerald. Have a great day.